Let's take up that Lyft situation for just a moment. Lyft, those cars that we see driving around town with the pink mustaches, as you've just heard in the headlines, a hearing is being held in court. The question is Lyft a cab or just a car? Thoughts, Mark?
I think it's a cab, and I think it falls within the definition of the law. And they basically have just said, but we don't want to follow the rules. And I understand that they don't want to, but the law is the law, and you have to. Uber, which is apparently a similar application, is complying with the laws. So I don't see why they shouldn't. Now, having said all that, you know, this area of laws where you regulate competition, and it's always done in the name of public safety, and a lot of times it's really about limiting competition, and lawyers can be accused of the same thing. You know, we don't let just anyone write a will. You have to go through all these hoops. Is it to protect the public? Yes. Does it help us keep our fees high? Yes. So I think that's part of what's going on here. But I'm not particularly sympathetic to this guy at the Lyft operation.
Well, yeah. I agree. I think it's definitely a cab. And one interesting thing I read was that Lyft is from San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And it's from a San Francisco tech culture where there's a big disdain for government inefficiencies, and that may explain why they're fighting this so hard. It's just a culture thing.
Right.
Why should they have this inefficient?
And they're having the same
agency.
Problem in Kansas City, exact same problem.
Exactly. Bill, this gives you a chance to tell your Uber story once again, as you did last time.
I did take an Uber car out in San Francisco, and it was great and way cheaper than the cab, like half the price to get from Palo Alto to San Francisco Airport. So it's great to have the competition, but I agree with these two folks that it still can be regulated, but it seems like it can be regulated as a taxi cab.
Some eyebrows have been raised by the fact that taxi cab owners are a part of this commission, and therefore, of course, they're going to fight this because it is, quote, competition. Should those eyebrows be raised?
I'm always a little skeptical of any group that's regulating it.
Itself.
Who can, who can sell the service and everything. There was an interesting op-ed piece or a piece by a local cab driver basically arguing that hipsters, who are the – Bill obviously
like
is a hipster. He's using the service, should not support it because he's saying basically – the core people, you think of cabs, you think of rich business people and college students coming out from home from a wild night out. And he said, really, it's poor people who don't have cars getting to the grocery store, getting to church, to work. They don't tip that much. And, you know, so almost like they're providing a service. And then on the weekend, the business people and the drunk college kids are the extra money.
You know, I'm just reminded of something, and maybe you folks will remember this. There was a fellow by the name of Solomon Rooks, I believe, in St. Louis, years ago, who was doing this sort of thing. He worked primarily on the north side and gave lifts to people who couldn't afford it otherwise. Does that ring any bells with anybody?
Yeah, I do remember that name, but I don't remember the details.
It seems to me that he was forced to stop doing that too. Maybe someone listening can.
I think there was a big ACLU case involved.
There was something involved.
Rooks,
it just popped into my head this moment. I wish I'd thought of it.
Did
before
he charge
we
for the
air.
Rides? Or
you know, I don't remember. And I think he did, but it was very nominal, if at all. In any case, maybe someone can call and clarify that situation. I'm almost sorry I brought it up, except I'm really not.